The Great Northwest Fiber Fest is set for Sunday, Sept. 8 from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Connaught Youth Center. There are 25 vendors, as that's the maximum number that can fit on site. The focus is on fiber, and there will be people who raise their own animals and then process their own yarn who will be selling their products. For example, we have someone who raises alpacas, and then they take the alpaca fiber and process it, then send it to a local yarn dyer, and then the alpaca owners sell some and the yarn dyer sells some, said Bon Leiphardt, one of the organizers of the event. That was something that came about when they met each other at a previous fiber fest. The Great Northwest Fiber Fest sees people in attendance from BC and Alberta. The annual event started in 2017. People get to know each other and they support each other, Bon said. This is a very supportive community. That's one thing about the craft and fiber community. Everybody wants to see others succeed. It really makes it a nice atmosphere. This year the organizers, Jen Boots and Sandra Blackwell, along with Bon, wanted to try something a little bit different. We've opened a couple of tables up to people who provide finished products, Bon said. Prior to this, we've always only been open to fiber and accessories or equipment that you would need for a project. There have been people who have come to the Fiber Fest who want a present for someone, and this year we've got some really wonderful items for sale, including little crocheted figures, felted mittens, and felted soap and knitwear. It is a really fun event and the admission is free, she added. We've made it free because we just want people to come and buy things from the vendors, and there will be door prizes and anyone who comes through the door gets a draw ticket, she said. And there are fantastic prizes. We ask each vendor to donate an item and that goes into the prize draw. So last year we made up 5 prize baskets and we'll do the same thing this year. There is a vendor, Silver Tree Woodworking, who is a woodworker who creates yarn bowls specifically for this event. He said he has a new design for a yarn bowl this year, so one I'm looking forward to seeing that, she said. There's a special workshop on the schedule called Peg Loom Weaving, where participants will create a chair mat that's 16 inches by 16 inches and made with 100% wool. A peg loom has a simplicity and portability that produces amazing results as it works up quickly. At the end of the workshop, participants will have a finished product to take away. All supplies are included in the workshop, including an assortment of wool rovings in assorted colors and the use of a handcrafted peg loom. The workshop goes from 10:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. Cost is $65, which includes all supplies needed and use of the peg loom. It's suitable for those 12 years and older. The Rocky Mountain Ranger cadets will once again be volunteers at this year's event. Bon said they are very helpful, and she is very impressed with how the young volunteers are so personable and respectful. In conjunction with the Fiber Fest, the Prince George Quilters Guild, which is located at the Connaught Youth Center, will hold an open house at the same time. Kate's Sweet Bites and Beanery will be providing lunch, snacks, sweets and refreshments during the festival. There were about 400 people in attendance last year, and we're hoping for more this year, Bon said. The Connaught Youth Center is located at 1491 17th Avenue. For more information, visit www.greatnwfiberfest.ca.